This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. Merry Christmas on this Thursday, December 25th, 2025. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events in Arizona. And hope you're celebrating Christmas well. In any case, whatever you're celebrating, thanks for listening and checking in with us today. Well, more than 100 Democratic lawmakers are asking the Trump administration not to move forward with a rule change that would block more immigrants from entering the U.S. As Elisa Resnick reports from the Fronteras desk in Tucson, that includes Arizona's Yasemin Ansari and Adelita Grijalva.
The proposed rule, posted in November, would bar immigrants from entering the U.S. or getting a different visa if they're deemed likely to become dependent on government assistance. If it moves forward, it would undo a Biden-era policy and reinterpret rules that dictate whether someone is eligible to change their immigration status or enter the U.S., taking into consideration a person's past use of public benefits and possible future use. In a letter to administration officials, the lawmakers say the proposal will cause mass uncertainty among immigrants and could harm Americans who are part of mixed immigration status families. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, 2025 is on track to be the second busiest year ever for eviction filings in Maricopa County. Catherine Davis-Young has more on that.
Last year, Maricopa County had a record 87,000 eviction filings. This year will be just shy of that, with a projected 84,000. Population growth accounts for some of the reason for a higher number of eviction filings in recent years. But Phoenix's rate of filings per rental household has also risen. The national average rate is about 7%, says Juan Pablo Garnum with Princeton University's Eviction Lab.
In Phoenix, we have 14% for this last year, which is twice the amount of eviction filings that we see at a national level.
Not all filings result in someone being removed from their home, but Garnum says having a record of an eviction filing can make it harder for a renter to secure housing in the future. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona Congressman Yasemin Ansari is calling for the release of the full unredacted Epstein files. Bridget Dowd has more.
Congress required the Justice Department to make all files available on December 19th, but it has taken a piecemeal approach to releasing them. In posts on social media, Ansari has called the redacted files the most egregious cover-up in American history, adding that Americans are tired of powerful, wealthy men escaping accountability. Here she is speaking to CNN.
They have had the entirety of this year to prepare for this. The Attorney General went in front of the American people and said that she had these files on her desk, reviewed and ready to be released, and they are still not complying and still breaking the law.
Ansari and other Democrats say some of the recently released documents raise serious questions about the relationship between Epstein and President Donald Trump. They believe Epstein's co-conspirators are being protected. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the Phoenix City Council will vote in January to select which route that light rail will take to the Capitol building. As Connor Greenwald reports, it's a project that's been in the works for more than a decade and opposed by some state lawmakers.
In 2015, Phoenix voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure that increased sales tax in order to fund transportation improvements, including light rail expansion west of downtown. But some Republican state legislators have opposed efforts to bring light rail near the Capitol building. Attorney and activist Ed Hermes said West Valley residents want light rail and have waited patiently for their turn.
This is something that voters have supported time and time again. The light rail has never lost a ballot. It's something that does have broad support. And come down, take the light rail with me. Come see the people who rely on it every day to get to their medical appointments, to get to their work, to get to their school.
The city council will vote on January 27th to approve one of three proposed routes or to reevaluate the project. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, just in time for the holidays, Sky Harbor has introduced a new parking system to guide drivers to open spots and improve traffic flow. The camera-based guidance system is located in the Terminal 3 garage. It uses sensors to monitor each parking space in real time, providing accurate occupancy data and visual indicators to direct drivers to available spaces on each level. Here's airport spokesman John Brodsky.
While it is complicated technology, from a user perspective, it's very simple. Just look for the green light, and you'll find a space to the right or the left, and the light even tells you which way to go.
And he says if the positive feedback they've been getting continues, they'll expand the system to the larger Terminal 4 garage. Well, a federal judge has ruled against the nation's largest business lobby in a case that's trying to stop a fee increase for the H-1B visa. That's the visa that allows foreign workers in industries like tech and medicine to come to the U.S. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick returns with more on that.
A proclamation issued by President Trump earlier this year will require employers applying for H-1B visas for their workers to pay $100,000. The change was met with multiple legal actions, including one lawsuit filed by Arizona and 19 other states, which argued the fee is unconstitutional. The lawsuit ruled on this week was filed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and argued the new policy will harm hospitals and other employers who rely on highly skilled foreign work. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ruled to allow the new fee as part of presidential powers to regulate immigration. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, this month is likely to be Phoenix's hottest December on record. The previous record was set just last year. Catherine Davis-Young has more on the unseasonably warm winter temperatures.
This month's temperatures have been almost 7 degrees hotter than normal on average, and 5 days this month have broken daily heat records with highs in the 80s. The warm weather is partly a result of La Niña conditions in the Pacific, but climate change is making that effect more extreme. The climate research organization Climate Central ranks Phoenix's temperatures this week at the high end of its climate shift index scale. That means these temperatures would be very unlikely without human-caused carbon pollution. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
GOP lawmakers have already introduced a series of bills that would expand gun rights in Arizona. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez has more.
Two of the bills would repeal restrictions on concealed weapons at schools and businesses. Under current state law, colleges and universities can impose their own rules restricting concealed weapons. But a bill by Senator Wendy Rogers would preempt that. And a bill by fellow Senator Janae Shamp would similarly preempt retailers from not allowing concealed weapons on their properties, unless the carrier is drinking hard liquor. Another set of Rogers bills would prohibit any restrictions on silencers and make concealed weapon permits cheaper for in-state residents. Finally, she introduced a bill to disallow the government from keeping any registries or records on gun owners or sellers. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Tonto National Forest has extended its temporary closure of the Lower Salt River area to most outside horses and pack animals. As Jill Ryan reports, this past week could have been the earliest for a possible quarantine lift after an equine virus was detected in the wild.
Nearly 300 wild horses roam the Lower Salt River. While not fatal, the equine vesicular stomatitis virus can cause symptoms like excessive salivation and blister-like lesions in the mouth and other areas. It can also transmit to humans, though it's rare and resembles the flu. State veterinarian Dr. Ryan Walker says the latest case was identified last Friday.
And typically, if we don't have any detection or identification of newly lesioned animals, so newly affected animals, the quarantine will be removed 14 days following that last affected horse.
A total of 17 wild horses have the virus. The next possible quarantine lift could be as early as January, but the closure order says it may last until March. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona Court of Appeals found that Pima County Attorney Laura Conover's office can prosecute a man charged with causing the car crash that killed John McClain, a former Democratic legislative candidate who contributed to Conover's re-election campaign. From the politics team, Wayne Shutsky has more on that.
Michael Creel is accused of drunk driving and is awaiting trial on second-degree murder and other charges stemming from the November 2024 collision in Tucson. A lower court initially sided with Creel, who argued Conover's office should be disqualified because Conover was on the same political ticket with McClain and the pair had publicly supported one another during the most recent campaign. An appeals court panel overturned that ruling, finding Creel failed to show that there is an appearance of impropriety for someone from Conover's office to pursue the case. They also noted that the prosecutor's office has agreed to shield Conover from future involvement in the prosecution. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports basketball, there are 5 NBA games on the Christmas Day schedule today. The Suns, though, have the holiday off after blowing out the Lakers Tuesday. Phoenix now a surprising 16-13 on the season. They'll next play twice in New Orleans on Friday and Saturday nights. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sunup, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Thursday, December 25th. Ho, 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 and happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Phil Latzman. Enjoy the day, and we're back at you to do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.